Divyadrindranya Kalpadrumadha Srimadratnagara Simhasanishto Srimadratha Srila Govinda Devo Prishtalibi Sevyamano Smarami Sri Krishnam Radhikam Cheva Lalitancha Visakikam Shakibira Anvitam Nityam Pranamami Muhur Muhuhu Om Harim Shongagrang Virangma Vishnum Jalantam Savato Mukam Nishingham Bisanam Bandram Richumichum Namamiyaham Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. So today is the disappearance day of Srila Gaurakishore Das Babaji Maharaj. He is one of our acharyas in our Guru Parampara and a very, very special devotee. Don't know exactly the year of his birth, but we do know that he was formerly in the Grihastha ashram, and he was maintaining himself by selling cucumbers. And he was not very well educated, not illiterate, but not very well educated, not advanced education. In the year 1849, his wife passed away, and so after that he became renounced. And he went to Vrindavan Dham, and he was living very simply, and he was chanting every day 2 lakhs names of Krishna. That means 128 rounds of Maha Mantra every day. To do that, it's not at all easy. It will take at least 16 hours to do that, or more. And he was chanting and going around the 12 forests of Braj, Vrindavan Dham, and chanting Hare Krishna, and also chanting one bhajan, which is directed towards Srimati Radharani. And he was initiated by Bhagavat Das Babaji Maharaj, who was a disciple of Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj, whom is also in our Guru Parampara. And he was always feeling great separation from Radha and Krishna. He was living a life of extreme renunciation, practically not eating. Sometime he would just eat some mud from Radha Kund or from the bank of the Ganges to maintain his life. And sometime he would do madhukari. He would go to one or seven houses of the Brijbasis and just to beg a morsel of some food, some prasad, little bit, whatever, chapati, whatever they were eating, you just accept a little and he considered, because of his spiritual vision, he considered all of the residents of Vrindavan to be associates of Radha Krishna. Even the animals and the birds he used to respect, considering them to be dhambasis. And he lived like that for many years in Raj Dham. For some 30 years he was living there, and living a life of great austerity, and feeling this, what is known as vipralamba, deep separation from Radha and Krishna. This was exactly the mood of the six Goswamis. And he is considered to be, in his swarup, to be one of the Manjaris, Guna Manjari. Anyway, after some 30 years in Vraj, he desired to see Maya Punavadvip Dham, to see the holy land of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which is, of course, non-different from Vrindavan Dham. There is no difference between Vrindavan and Mayapur. The same. In fact, one of the 10 Dhamma Parads is to distinguish between Mayapur and Vrindavan. They're absolutely identical, the same. They are Chintamani Dham. They are Krishna's eternal abode. So he traveled to Navadvip Dham, and he was living there until the end of his life, until he passed away. And he passed away on 19th of November 1915. He must, by that time, have been extremely old, maybe 80 or 90 years at least. And he used to travel around in Navadvip Dham, and he used to hear the Srimad Bhagavatam classes, which were given by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. He used to listen. So the relationship between Gaurakishore Das Babaji Maharaj and Bhaktivinoda Thakur was actually shiksha. And in his great humility, he refused to accept any disciples, even though many, even great people wanted to become his disciple. Even though he was, materially speaking, not extremely educated, but he was extremely learned and realized in Krishna consciousness and the science of rasa and everything he knew, and people would want to learn from him, but rather he would try to avoid associating with anybody, especially materialistic people whom he considered materialistic people to be no better than stool. He absolutely avoided their association. And at one point he lived for 6 months around the latrines, and he used to sit near the latrine and chant in order to avoid materialistic people coming and trying to take his blessing and to take his association. When there is a great saintly person, then naturally people come and to try to take blessings. Even the temple, many people come to the temple with simply the purpose is how to get blessings. They're not specifically interested in Krishna consciousness or becoming Krishna conscious themselves, but they want to take the blessing of Krishna and his devotees in order for their success of their material life. So Babaji Maharaj could see these kind of people and he would absolutely avoid their association. And he, even for 6 months, as I said, he was living in the latrine area. And in India, latrine area is not like the latrine in a five-star hotel. Let me say that much. Even now, you can see the latrine in the bus station or in Howrah station in Kolkata is not a very nice place. There's a bad smell. But Babaji Maharaj considered the smell of the latrine to be better than the smell of materialistic people. This was his vision. And once some people were coming to try to get his blessing, actually locked himself in the latrine. He refused to come out in order to keep away from them. And anyways, they were all associating. Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj, who was living in what is now known as Navadweep Dham, and Bhaktivinod Thakur, who was living in Surabhi Kunj, which is across the Jalangi, and Gaurakishore Das Babaji Maharaj, and also Bhaktivinod Thakur's son, who became Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. So all of these great Vaishnava acharyas were living together, and they were associating with each other, and especially Bhaktivinod Thakur used to give a lot of lectures on Krishna consciousness, which is later continued by Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. So, according to tradition, a person should not be given diksha by their own father. Of course, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur learned a lot from his father, Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Even Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur even went to Calcutta University for some time. But as far as diksha was concerned, he could not accept diksha from his own father. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur actually requested Gaurakishore Das Babaji Maharaj to initiate Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. And initially Gaurakishore Das Babaji Maharaj refused. Out of his great humility, he said, I'm sorry, I do not accept disciples. Many great acharyas have exhibited the great humility, although they are themselves so advanced and elevated and dear to Krishna, but from themselves, from their own point of view, they considered themselves to be greatly fallen and unqualified. Even our Srila Prabhupada, when it was like in October 1977, and Srila Prabhupada was in Vrindavan and not in good health. And he one day called his servant and said, please call all my god brothers. And so the arrangement was made, and many of them came. That time there were still quite a few of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur's direct disciples were still there. And so they came and represented by Ashram Maharaj, who was speaking on their behalf. And Srila Prabhupada said, that I have offended all of you. I had to do this mission on behalf of our Guru Maharaj, and sometimes I had to speak very strongly, because when you preach, sometimes you have to use pretty strong language. Not that you should do that all the time, but sometimes. And he said, I have offended all of you. You please forgive me. And Prabhupada said, I am Mahapatita. I am greatly fallen. And Ashram Maharaj said, no, you are Mahapatita Pavana. You have you are the great deliverer of the fallen souls. And you are our leader. Yeah. So it's okay, you can chastise us. It's not a problem. So anyways, Bhakti, coming back on Gaurakishore Das Babaji Maharaj was refusing to accept Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur as his disciple. And it's said that Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur went to personally, on the instruction of his father, went to see Gaurakishore Das Babaji Maharaj and requested Diksha. And Gaurakishore Das Babaji Maharaj said refused. And this actually happened a couple of times. Finally, even Bhaktivinoda Thakur told Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, if you don't get initiation from him, then don't come back here. So finally he, in great earnest, approached Gaurakishore Das Babaji Maharaj and requested initiation. And he said, if you don't initiate me, then my life is useless. I will commit suicide or jump in the Ganges. So Gaurakishore Das Babaji Maharaj, seeing the seriousness and sincerity of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he initiated his only one disciple. And gave him some things. He gave him Hare Krishna, Sri Sri Radha Vrindavan Chandra Kijai. I think he gave him a cap which is made from tiger skin. Some other things he gave him, and he was given the name Sri Vasabhanavi Devi. His only disciple. So it's not necessary for someone to have many disciples. This that the saying that Ekas Chandras Tamohanti Na Chachatara Sahasrasaha, that one moon is enough to illuminate the whole sky. What is the necessity of having thousands of stars? You better have one moon. It's more valuable. So similarly, although Gaurakishore Das Babaji Maharaj had only one disciple, but what kind of disciple? Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur was extremely powerful Vaishnavacharya. They said he was a walking encyclopedia. He had a perfect memory. He was a lifelong brahmachari. And later on he accepted sannyas from a picture of his Guru Maharaj, because he felt that he was unable to find anyone who was actually following the principles of sannyas.
This is, you're talking about 100 years ago, more than 100 years ago. What to speak of now? Even those days there were still some people who were following Vedic principles, but nowadays difficult to find someone who is actually following the strict principles of sannyas. Yeah. So, he was in Navadvip Dham also. Gaurakishore Das Babaji Maharaj was living a very austere life, and he was, I heard he was using a skull as a bowl for his prasadam, and he was sometimes not eating, just eating some mud from the Ganges. Sometime he would just bake little, and he was, as again, chanting 2 lakh names, 128 rounds every day. And used to go and listen to the Bhagavatam lectures of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And finally, he was in such humility, and he instructed that when I leave my body, you just drag my body through the streets of Navadvip. He was saying, my body is useless. This body, I'm a worthless, totally worthless person, and my body is useless, so when I leave my body, then you just drag my body through the streets of Navadvip Dham. So finally he left his body. Then some of the Babajis, they said that this was his last request, so we have to do this. And Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur came to know about this, and he came very quickly, and he said, you cannot do this. This will be a big offense, a big apparat to treat the body of my Guru Maharaj like this. But the Babajis were saying, who do you think you are? You are not a Babaji, you are not a sannyasi, you are just a brahmachari, you are nothing. And we are Babajis, we are the ones who have the adhikara, the right to do this and to give the samadhi to the body of Gaurakishore Das Babaji Maharaj. And it became, you can say, it became a dispute. It was almost at the point of a fight, yeah. And Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, I think even the police also came. And he said, okay, any of you who did not have illicit relations with a woman for 1 year, you can take the body of my Guru Maharaj. So the Babajis became silent, yeah. And the police said, "Well, how can prove whether what they're saying is true?" And Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, "It's okay. I will accept their word." But none of them were coming forward. Then he said, "Okay, any of you who did not have illicit relationship with a woman for 1 month, you can take the body of my Guru Maharaj and give his samadhi." Once again, there was silent. No one was coming forward. And he told them, if you lie, if you are lying, and if you touch the body of my Guru Maharaj, then you will immediately die. So then finally he said, okay, any of among all of you Babajis here who has not had illicit relationship with a woman for 1 day, then you can give the samadhi to my Guru Maharaj. So they left. They couldn't. So among all of the Babajis, you're talking about 100 years ago, not one of them could go for even 1 day without having illicit relationships with women. So he said, I'm not a Babaji, I'm not a sannyasi, I'm a brahmachari my whole life. And I am the only initiated disciple of my Guru Maharaj. I will take his body and make a samadhi. So this was done. They made in Chaitanya Math, next to the Radha Kund of Chaitanya Math, is samadhi of Srila Gaura Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj. So he was a very great acharya, and he exhibited these two qualities which are mentioned in his pranam mantra. Namo Gaura Kishoraya Sakshad Vairagya Murtaye. He is actually the personification of renunciation. Nobody can live like this, eating little mud from the Ganges, or his clothing, he would just find some discarded cloth on the side of the road, and he would just wash that, and he was wearing this as his cloth. He wasn't ever like a new cloth or silk or whatever, but he was just some discarded cloths on the side of the road. He was taking and washing, and he was wearing like this, and eating very, very little, and exhibiting complete detachment from the bodily concept of life. So this example he was giving, Sakshad Vairagya Murtaye, Viparlambara Sambodhi, was absorbed in the mood of a separation from Radha and Krishna. You know that there is Sambhoga and then there's Viparlamba. Sambhoga means where the devotee is directly associating with Krishna. In the case of, for example, the queens in Dwarka, they were directly associating with Krishna and serving him on a daily basis. And Viparlamba service in separation. So this is exhibited by such as the gopis. And Krishna left Vrindavan, you know. He left and he went away for many years, and all of his devotees in Vrindavan, Nanda Yasoda and the gopis, practically they had no enthusiasm even to live, because they couldn't even live for a moment without Krishna. So they were living in separation from Krishna. Not that they were thinking, I've got Krishna. No, they were thinking, where is Krishna? And this same mood was also exhibited by the six Goswamis. It's mentioned in Sat Goswami Astakam. Yeah? Hey Radhe Vrajadevi Ke Chalalite Hey Nanda Shuno Kutaha. They were like this, where Radharani and Krishna, where are you? Not that they were thinking, I've gotten Krishna. But this was Viparlamba. This is the love of Krishna in separation. So Gaura Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj was showing this, exhibiting this this mood of separation from Krishna, from Radha and Krishna. Padam Bhujaya Te Namaha. Therefore we offer our respectful obeisances to his lotus feet. And he was a genuine Babaji. Babaji means it's a kind of sannyasi, but not exactly the same. The Babajis that are generally Bhajananandi, they live in the holy dham and simply chanting, day and night chanting Hare Krishna. They generally wear a white, like a loincloth, a short dhoti white, and just chanting. So this this thing is this is definitely there in our sampradaya, but only exhibited by certain very exalted personalities like Gaurakishore Das Babaji Maharaj, and not to be imitated. There are many people unscrupulous who try to imitate this and go and live in Radhakund, and at the same time doing all kinds of nonsense. Even it was going on during the days of Gaurakishore Das Babaji Maharaj, and Prabhupada told us that these people are not living in Radhakund, they are living in Narakund. Narakund means hell. So to stay in a holy dharma and commit sinful activities is a great offense. Because being the holy dharma, then the offense is magnified. Whatever service to Krishna, whatever chanting, whatever devotional service we do in the holy dharma, then the result is magnified 1,000 times. Similarly, whatever offenses we commit in the holy dharma, then the result will also be magnified 1,000 times. So that's why it's advised you go in the holy dharma for 3 days. At least we can control ourselves for 3 days. But if we are not very pure and we try to go and live in the holy dharma and do bhajan, but we are not on that level, then it will be very, very difficult. Very, very difficult. So if you go there for a few days and offer obeisances to the deities and to the holy dharma and try to get the blessings for our Krishna consciousness. Srila Prabhupada, the mood of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur and the mood of our Srila Prabhupada was not bhajan anandi, but ghosti anandi, preaching. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and even Lord Krishna, the most pleased when someone will preach the message of Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita, there's that verse, Nachatasman manusheshu kaschin me priyakritama bhavitam nachame tasman kaschin priyataro bhuvi. No one is more dear to me than one who preaches this message of Bhagavad Gita. And similarly, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's instruction was not to go and sit in the holy dharma and perform bhajan, but his message, his order to all of his devotees was Amarage Guru Haya Tar E Desh, that by my order you become a guru and you deliver the people in your area, your village or your area. And Jare Deka Tare Kaha Krishna Upadesh, whomever you meet, you tell them about Krishna. This is something which can be done by anybody, even by small children. They can tell people that Krishna is God, He's the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And by doing this, then we attract the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And without the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, there's no question of being Krishna conscious in this Kali Yuga. No, there's no possibility, because we are so fallen. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is his great mercy, especially Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu have given their special mercy. You just chant Hare Krishna and then you can become Krishna conscious and go back to Godhead. So Gaurakishore Das Babaji Maharaj was a great devotee of Radha Krishna and also a great devotee of Gaur Nithai, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu, and he lived, it must have been 35 years, the last part of his life in Mayapur Navadvip Dham, chanting the holy names of Krishna and associating especially with the Bhaktivinod Thakur. So this is for this reason he is placed in the Guru Parampara, after Bhaktivinoda Thakur and before Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur was initiated, Diksha, by Gaurakishore Das Babaji Maharaj. And later on, as I mentioned, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, not finding a suitable sannyas guru, he accepted sannyas from a picture of his Guru Maharaj. This is also not to be imitated. Don't one day in the ashram put up a picture of your guru and initiate yourself to become a sannyasi. This is not this is a special case. And so after that he started wearing saffron. Vaishnavas traditionally would wear white. Even Bhaktivinoda Thakur wore white. Gaurakishore Das Babaji Maharaj also wore white. But Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur accepted Tridanda Sannyas and he wore saffron. This wearing saffron is also not to be taken lightly. And I notice here in this temple that many of the brahmacharis are wearing white, and we do the same thing in Indonesia. Only certain brahmacharis who are serious, they can put the saffron. Yeah, it's not a joke. And these are the colors for, at least for men, for male Vaishnavas. The ladies, they can wear any colors, but the men, generally, the colors of the Vaishnavas are white and saffron. So Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur also started wearing a sacred thread. You notice Gaurakishore Das Babaji Maharaj and Bhaktivinoda Thakur have no sacred thread. This is initiated by Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. But actually they have proven, Bhaktivinoda Thakur and Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur have proven that Vaishnava is actually greater than Brahmana. Yeah. So he. And since then we have our Guru Parampara from Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur and our Srila Prabhupada. So Prabhupada also took sannyas. He was given first and second initiation at the same time by Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. This is also unusual and special case. Yeah. So anyway, on this day of the disappearance of Gaurakishore Das Babaji Maharaj, why do we celebrate disappearance days? It is because although the devotees feel great separation from the Vaishnava who passed away. You were just singing this song. Se sanga sangira sange je koila vilas. Se sanga napaya kande narottamadas. Narottama is expressing a separation and crying from the separation from the acharya. Yeah. So although we feel sadness, but at the same time it's a celebration because the Vaishnavacharya has gone and entered into the eternal lila of Radha and Krishna. So this is at the same time sadness, at the same time celebration. So on this holy day of the disappearance of Srila Gaurakishore Das Babaji Maharaj, we offer our obeisances to him and we beg for his blessings so that we can do something to push on the mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in this world. And we pray for his blessing. He is our Parama Guru. So we hope that we can be the recipient of his mercy on this special day. Hare Krishna. So we still have a few minutes left for questions and answers. Hare Krishna.
So I have one question. How to understand the Guru's mood and disciples' mood? So Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj is very detached and bhajanandi. Oh. Whereas
Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur was Goshtanandi and he wanted to go in the city.
Yeah.
How to understand?
Well, it's difficult to understand. Even Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur initially was staying in a hut and chanting 1 lakh names. And he got a dream. And in that dream, his Guru Maharaj and his father, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, both appeared to him and told him, you have to start the mission, which is later on became the Gaudiya Math or the Gaudiya Mission. He got this instruction that you have to preach. So different acharyas have got different moods. The broad principles are the main principles of Krishna consciousness. They all accept the same. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. We are all His servant. We should serve the Vaishnavas. Like this, it's all agreed. But in terms of the specific mood, then some differences may be there. This is transcendental. We cannot expect everybody to be exactly the same. And we have to respect this. And it's true what you said that Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj was doing bhajan. But also by doing that he was setting an example. And Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur was preaching. He established 64 Gaudiya Maths all over India. Even he tried to send disciples to the West. But they were not very successful. And his disciple, our Srila Prabhupada, even more so, he went all over the world 14 times and established the mission of ISKCON, Krishna Consciousness. By the blessing of his Guru Maharaj, he was very successful. So we should try to understand and appreciate the different moods of these great Vaishnavas. And we should not try to imitate them, but rather follow in their footsteps. To take inspiration and try to get their mercy. There was one case where one devotee was diagnosed terminal cancer and he requested Babaji initiation from Prabhupada. Prabhupada said, okay, you stay in Mayapur and you just chant Hare Krishna day and night. And then later on the devotee got the opinion of another doctor. And the doctor said, no, you're all right, you still have many years to live. So he gave up the Babaji and went back to the West again. So Prabhupada was quite upset and he said, we'll no more sannyas. The last couple of years of his life, Prabhupada would not give sannyas anymore. And even the GBC now, they're very, very careful about awarding sannyas to anybody. Because if someone is not a sannyasi and they have some problem, they can still expect the special mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu. But if a sannyasi falls down, then it is what is known as vantasi. It means you vomited and then you ate the vomit again. So it's not really, and it's a sannyasi falling down is actually disgraceful. But even so, Prabhupada said if the sannyasi falls down, then he can continue his service as a householder. But don't give up serving Krishna. So anyways, yeah. Thank you for appreciating the different moods of our wonderful Vaishnava acharyas. We are, actually we are nothing. We can only try to take some of the dust from their feet and try to follow in their footsteps. Yeah. If you go to Mayapur, you can see the samadhi of Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj. You can bow down at his feet in his samadhi and request his blessing, his mercy. Yeah. Another question?